This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Chilean and Colombian governments recalled on Tuesday their ambassadors to Israel for consultations after they say Israel violated international humanitarian law. Chile called for a ceasefire in the passage of humanitarian aid into the zone, and Israel was violating international law. Colombian President Gustavo Petro called the attacks a massacre of the Palestinian people in a post on the social media network X. Earlier on Tuesday, Bolivia broke ties with Israel.
Based on its principled stance of respect towards life, Bolivia has taken the decision to break diplomacy ties with the State of Israel. We reject and condemn the aggressive, inappropriate military response from Israel carried out in Gaza, which threatens international peace and security.
In the United States, President Joe Biden said he would veto a bill to give Israel more money for military if Congress separates that request for more money for Ukraine.
Members of the Democratic majority Senate would likely block a standalone Israel bid, arguing it must be paired with aid to the Ukraine as requested by the White House.
It doesn't meet our national security needs. And as commander-in-chief, the president's never going to do anything. It doesn't meet our key national security needs.
Austin said not providing aid to Ukraine could ultimately lead to a U.S. confrontation with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
There's no question in my mind that sooner or later he will challenge NATO and we'll find ourselves in a shooting match.
Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns that disease outbreaks are rising in war-torn Sudan. Lisa Schlein in Geneva says it's having devastating consequences for millions.
Since conflict erupted April 15th, more than 4.6 million people have become displaced inside Sudan. This number, added to the more than 3 million who already were displaced within the country before the conflict, makes Sudan home to the world's largest internally displaced crisis. The World Health Organization warns the health system in Sudan is stretched to the breaking point and does not have the capacity to deal with the mounting health needs afflicting this enormous, vulnerable population. Lisa Schlein, VOA News, Geneva.
Britain's King Charles has begun a four-day visit to Kenya, his first trip to Africa since becoming king. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo.
The royal visit kicked off with a welcoming ceremony at the State House led by Kenyan President William Ruto and the country's First Lady. It was followed by a visit to Uhuru Gardens National Monument and Museum, a new location dedicated to telling Kenya's history through Kenyan voices, where the king laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown warrior. Right after, King Charles and Queen Camilla went to the Eastlands local library, where young and old lined up inside to greet the couple. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The White House has confirmed a meeting between President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping in November in San Francisco. Here's White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre.
It's going to be in San Francisco. It's going to be a constructive meeting. The president's looking forward to it. And that, I think that should answer your question.
Yes, the meeting's happening.
Yes.
Thank you.
She said the two are aiming to have a constructive conversation on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum to be held in San Francisco in mid-November. Donald Trump's two adult sons expected to take the witness stand this week in the civil fraud trial for financial fraud that threatens to deal a heavy blow to his business empire. If all goes according to the court schedule, Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., will take the stand on Wednesday, followed on Thursday by his younger brother, Eric Trump. Both are executive vice presidents of the Trump Organization, a sprawling network of companies managing residential and office skyscrapers, luxury hotels, and golf courses. Scott Walterman, VOA News.